Welcome to Truth Talk for Conscious Entrepreneurs. This is your host, Emma Churchman. Welcome to a limited series I've created titled Cleared for Profit, Heal Your Trauma to Grow Your Business, where I interview experts on how trauma informs your business.
Today on the show, we've got Christine Madera, who is such an interesting human being to me. She's got a background as a health coach, fitness coach, nutrition coach. She's done other types of coaching and hypnotherapy and has done a lot about around understanding that mind-body connection. She is also a best-selling author and business coach. So she has actually, she's like her own laboratory, right? So she has tried everything to bring her, this is my interpretation, to bring her body into full alignment with her soul, with her full expression. And she's coming at it from the perspective of empowered self-care in order to support success, especially as we're up-leveling in business, to support that up-level to happen. So Christine helps people work with their own energy and their own vitality to achieve success in their business and as well as their own health and well-being. So Christine, I'm delighted that you're here with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really delighted to be here.
Let's begin with this. How do you define trauma?
So to me, trauma is really about the experience of separation. So separation from you to your, like you from yourself, from you to the divine, from you to, you know, to feeling connected with source and with the world. And I say that because two people can have a very similar external something that we might call trauma. And if you are in that place of connection, it's not going to affect you in the same way that it's going to if that serves to kind of put a punctuation mark, an exclamation point on feeling disconnected, or if that incident actually causes you to feel disconnected. So to me, sort of trauma, or even the original trauma, is that disconnection from ourselves and our disconnection from source, and the things that happen then either help to move us back toward that connection or continue to deepen the divide.
Could you give some examples of what disconnection looks like?
So disconnection, in my experience, it's the internal response to what's happening around you. So if you're, you know, if something happens, say you're in an abusive relationship, and you are internalizing that abusive relationship as you being having no value, having no worth, that it's reinforcing the fact that you don't have value and worth in the world, and that you are disconnected from God, that nobody cares about you, that you're you know, unworthy of being saved, or whatever that happens to be, that feeling of disconnection, the isolation, the hopelessness, the sense of despair, that sense of just deep abiding aloneness in the world that comes as a response from that kind of a traumatic situation, is what I mean by disconnection. Where I, you know, people who are in an abusive relationship who have that sense of connection, will call on that sense of connection to eventually get out of that relationship. They may not be a very strong sense of connection at that point, but it may be developing the value and the worth and the strength to say, I matter, and I matter enough that I'm going to act for me, and I'm not going to continue to act against my own well-being.
That's a beautiful articulation. And one thing that I would love for us to explore a little bit is when we are in that pattern of disconnecting, feeling like we are not enough or we are not worthy. And that's true for so many conscious mm-hmm. entrepreneurs that I talk to. So I know folks are going to be resonating with this episode. In my experience, what happens when we're stuck in that paradigm of I am not worthy, I am not enough, even if we are not actively in a traumatic experience, that we can begin to self-sabotage. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely, because that kind of becomes a default set point. So even if you're doing the things, doing the actions, doing the things in the world that seem to show your worth and show your value, if your underlying sort of default thing to come home to, especially if things don't work the way that you want them to, is, well, I'm not worth it anyway, or it's not worth it, or, you know, it's all going to be hopeless. And that if that kind of is the little thing beneath what you're experiencing or that place you go to when things don't work out, like that really becomes a self-sabotaging thing. And I've noticed for myself, like there's still some crazy stuff that comes up when things don't work out. The universe is great at sort of showing you where all your patterns are if you're paying attention. And so I'll get various old ideas of unworthiness and things that will pop up. And I'm like, well, and I have a balance of that belief as well, where I have the belief that I'm worthy, but I simultaneously have the belief that I'm unworthy. So you can be acting on the belief that you're worthy, but if that belief that you're unworthy is also alive and well, then you do begin to sabotage yourself a little bit, so that you're never quite reaching that place where you're worthy, because this unworthiness is still alive in you.
Right. So what do you do about that?
Well, okay, so that comes back into kind of the mind connection and the mind-body connection. So what I have people do with that is that instead of trying to rah-rah yourself into feeling worthier, which is sometimes where we try to go, we try to be our own cheerleader and you know, jump ourselves up and down trying to get to that place, is to get quiet and tap into the breath. And breathe in and out as if you're breathing in and out through the heart. So long, slow, deep breaths through the heart. And let that begin to pull you from that system, the stress system, which is where you hold those beliefs that you're unworthy, and bring you back into that parasympathetic nervous system, your rest and digest system, which is aligned with those feelings of being worthy. And so when you can authentically tap into that sense of worthiness, then you can, instead of denying or denouncing that sense of unworthiness, you can have compassion for it. You can lean into it. You can get curious about it. And through that, you can unravel that. But it's strengthening that sense of worthiness by coming into the body state that's aligned with that. And really coming at the unworthiness from a place not of making it wrong, but of curiosity and a compassion.
Excellent. Yeah, and you've touched on something that a number of folks have talked about in this series, the autonomic nervous system, and that pattern for those of us who have any kind of history of trauma or wounding or disconnection, that we can often be in the habit of having our sympathetic nervous system triggered. So we're mm-hmm. perpetually in that fight, flight, freeze response. And your brain is not going to be able to get you out of that response.
No.
So your invitation, Christine, for us to return to the breath, and actually as you were suggesting breathing from the heart, I had one hand on my heart and one hand on my back at the same location as my heart. And I was taking the deep breath, and I noticed that my entire body relaxed. And it
yeah.
didn't take that long. It took
no.
10 seconds.
Yeah. And that's about how long it takes. And the challenge then is, once you're in that, to do what you need to do to stay there, to stay with the breath, to stay in that state and begin to let your body come out of that stress state, because it's a cascade of chemicals that happens when you come into stress. And then the antidote chemicals that happen when you come into that state of relaxation. And so staying in there long enough to have the neurological response, to have the hormonal response that really holds you in that state of your parasympathetic nervous system, instead of just getting there and then flipping right back out, is quite important. And practicing that parasympathetic nervous system state, whether it's through the breath or through meditation, coming into this just for, you know, a couple of minutes, several times a day, really helps begin to reset your stress trigger levels, so that you've got more space between where you operate and where you get triggered. And the more you increase that space, the less likely you are to get triggered and go into a full-on, you know, PTSD or panic response.
Excellent. You mentioned something that's new to me, which was giving your neurological system and your hormonal system enough time to catch up. Can you speak into that a little bit?
Well, any emotion that we have is really a biochemical response in the body, meaning that our hormones, our endocrine system, and our neurological system carry that chemistry throughout the body, throughout the brain. And so when we begin to change an emotion, we begin to change the body chemistry that we have. And we might experience that quite quickly, but in order for it to really become kind of your new body state for the moment, allowing your body enough time to clear out, you know, the stress hormones. So particularly if you have an adrenaline response, you know, it takes a little while, and everybody's familiar with this, that when you have a full-on adrenaline response, even as you're coming out of it, there's a lot of body stuff that happens as you come out of that, and it takes a little while for your body to recover from that. And we have that same response only in miniature with other levels of stress. And so coming into your parasympathetic nervous system response long enough, one, to be able to change the operating system of your body from the stress hormones and stress neurotransmitters to the parasympathetic ones, but also then to show and train your body that that is a state that's safe. Because for a lot of people who've had trauma, and myself included, being in that state for a few moments is relaxing. Being in that state for too long puts you almost into vigilance, because you're like, wait a minute, things are going like way too smooth. Where's the shoe going to drop? I need to be on the lookout for like the next big catastrophe that's going to happen. And so training your body that it's a safe place to remain is key as well. And so practicing this for longer and longer periods helps your body to learn that.
Excellent. Excellent. Let's switch gears now and talk about up-leveling.
Okay.
And what it looks like from a body perspective or mind-body perspective to begin to up-level in your business.
All right. So when, you know, most people and most of us, we've been trained this way, that when we up-level, we, you know, we get that push, we get that place, that surge that we're supposed to do. We work really hard. We, you know, we put off things like self-care. We tend to work longer hours and doing all of these kinds of things. What happens in the body when you do that is that you begin to have a steeper imbalance of resource use in your body. So if you think about your daily regenerating resource bank as like 100 units, so that's the 100 units that if you don't go over those 100 units, you know, you have those 100 units every single day, they regenerate, that's what you have to work with. And then all of the ways that you use energy in your life, those make up the 100 units. So just basic staying alive is usually somewhere between 60 and 80 of those units. And then what we do every day, you know, that adds anywhere from like, you know, 10 to 30 units, depending on what it is that we need to do. Our emotional set point and our emotions of the day, you know, they might be between 10 and 30 or 40. So You can see if you're at a high level of each of these, like if your body's working hard to stay healthy and you know you're not eating right, you're not giving your body the resources it needs, it's going to be at like 80. If you're working long hours and you're working really hard, you know, you're going to be in the upper end of, you know, 20 or 30 of those points. And then if you've been in trauma, or you have a lot of roller coaster emotions, or you spend a lot of time in anxiety or anger or fear, then you're at the high end of that. And you see that you're at like 120 or 150 or 160 points that you're using up every day. And so if you're regenerating at 100, those 60 get pulled from your body, your long-term body resources. So minerals and trace minerals from your bones, vitality from your body. If you're in the Chinese medicine system, it taxes your qi so that you're not able to regenerate everything that you are using up. And so when you're pushing for a new goal, you're up-leveling for a new goal, you have to do a few different things. You have to change your mindset, which changes your neurological connections, and that requires a lot of energy. Any kind of change in the body requires energy. You're going into action, you know, taking your aligned action steps. And when you're doing that, you're doing new things, and new things require energy. So unless you are supporting your body for those new levels of energy, you're actually taxing your body at a much higher rate. And that leads to burnout. And so what empowered self-care is when it comes to up-leveling is learning to manage your body's resources to keep you not at 100, but below 100, so that you're managing, you've got your self-sustaining life, yourself, you know, where you are right now with your success, where you are in managing your body, where you are in managing your life, that uses up about 95 or so, or maybe even less, of those energy units per day. And then you've got like 5 to play with, to do the new, you know, to create the new mindset, to take those new actions without putting your body under excess stress, without taxing your long-term health system, and that allows you to be in that regenerative state. And so if you are, in order to be able to do that, you really need to use self-care in a proactive way. So you're supporting, you know, not just what you're doing now, your status quo, but you are also supporting yourself with those extra points and in extra ways so that you can stretch yourself without tapping into your stress system or burning yourself out.
Fantastic. And y'all, I cannot emphasize enough what Christine just said, because in the entrepreneurial community, we talk a lot about the importance of self-care. And everyone says, oh, yes, self-care is very important. But the thing is, and I didn't realize this when I was up-leveling, so I'm going to get pretty adamant about this for a minute. The thing is, when you begin to grow your business exponentially, the level of self-care that is required is equal to the level of growth that you are experiencing. I didn't know that until I got to probably 200,000 in sales in my business. I didn't realize how critical self-care was for that exact reason, because the vibration that you need to embody to get to multi-six figures, half million, seven figures, what have you, is totally different than the vibration that you need to embody to get to 50,000 or 100,000. Totally different. And it requires more energy. And if you are depleted in your energy before you begin that up level, it's going to cause, at least for me, it's going to cause some damage to your system, right? So the more I up level, the more I have to focus. Right now, I'm focused on cellular realignment in my body, because that is what my body is asking for, to be so aligned at the cellular level that I can receive all of the energy and nutrients and support that I need in order to embody this new way of being in my business.
Absolutely. Can I comment on something that you just said? Just so it doesn't get lost in there. Okay, so one of the things with that it's part of empowered self-care that Emma touched on, but it didn't really articulate in a way that I think that people are going to catch it really, really well, is that learning to get to those levels. Nobody will give you those levels. Those levels are things that you need to give yourself. And the practical aspect, or one of the practical aspects of empowered self-care, is the daily practice of giving to yourself as your highest priority. And that actually helps you hold the energy of being able to receive the things that you are reaching for. Because if you're unable or unwilling to give that to yourself, you can't give yourself that level of success either.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that is, I talk a lot in my business about having that balance between the divine masculine, that action oriented part of ourselves, and the divine feminine, that receiving, that allowing. And the more your business grows, the more you must learn to receive in new ways. Mm-hmm. And that happens, from my perspective, starting at that cellular level. It involves the body, the mind, and the spirit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's such, I mean, it's so important on so many levels, that that ability to take care of yourself.
Okay. So I can, I know we're recording this right now, but I can already imagine that people listening to this episode are saying, okay, so that's great, but how do I actually apply it to myself? Can you speak into that?
Well, okay, so there's a really interesting exercise that I like to guide people through, and I'll explain it, and we can do a little bit of it if we want to. But if you, you know, imagine your clients and the people who are listening to you have a vision of what they want their life and their business to be, and then they ideally they're tapping into that vision all of the time, or much of the time, or at least daily, spending some time to really cultivate that. And so as you're in that space, when you feel into that space and feel into who, or into that person that you are at that place, and how is that person taking care of himself or herself? Like, what is their self-care practice? How are they sustaining this level of energy, this level of giving to themselves, this level of being in the world, this level of visibility? You know, how are they doing that there? And you can get some clues as to what, you know, what is different between you taking yourself, taking care of yourself at that level, and how you're doing it, you know, currently. And that shows you the gap of where your self-care is. And if you begin to bit by bit incorporate that level of self-care and those things that vision of you does at that level, that's another way to speed up getting to that level, because you're already then living what you know is true for you at that level now, and incorporating those things into your life now.
Cool. Yeah, I love that. I often speak of having a dialogue with yourself 5 years from now, and how would, you know, the leader of your business 5 years from now want to advise you in terms of what action to take or how to be in the present moment. Yeah. And that's a really powerful exercise.
Yeah. And it's a perfect way to begin to kind of see, instead of guessing in the dark, well, what kind of self-care do I need right now, to really look, you know, at that person and say, well, what is my guidance coming from there? What am I hearing about what I should implement now?
Yeah. And in my lived experience, I didn't know fully what that would look like. The first whisper in my heart was to bring my autonomic nervous system more into harmony and balance. And that was great. But then I thought, well, how the hell do I do that? I don't know who to call to get help with that, right?
And there's so many options within that. There's so many, I mean, that's kind of the basis of most holistic health practices is supporting that. And they might not talk about it that way, but that's really how a lot of them operate. And so No matter where you start in that, that's probably it's probably the thing that most everybody needs to do, especially if you've had trauma, because your autonomic nervous system coming back into balance is going to make me a whole game changer on everything that you do. But then finding those things and just trusting that if you're using something that is kind of a more of a holistic or a natural or energy healing, that that's kind of a usually the basis of any of those. So you're not going to go wrong. You can get better, or you can get, you know, not as good. But doing that, or working with somebody who's a naturopath or a acupuncturist or a chiropractor, those are kind of the modalities that really help to support that as well.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, and I highly recommend all three of those practices. So for someone who may be listening to all this and saying, hey, Christine and Emma, this is great, but I don't have time in the day to brush my own teeth, what advice what advice might you have for them?
Well, one would be to actually find that time, because if you are filling up your time from dawn to bedtime with your action doing, and you are not giving yourself time to pause and integrate, you're really frenzying your nervous system without the actual benefit of that. So the first thing I would say is to look at where you can actually pause and create time to integrate the things that you really want in your life. But if that is really a, if you're busy all the time and you need some quick self-care practices, that thing that we had just done, where you're coming into your breath, coming into your heart, focusing on the heart, breathing in and out through the heart. If you can cultivate that as part of your daily breath, so even while you're driving, you know, do it with your eyes open, obviously, but practice that when you're driving, practice that when you're walking, practice that at times that you can actually focus on that, that you're involved in something else at the same time, because that begins to train your nervous system to stay in a calmer state in action. And that's actually, if you've been in trauma, action tends to, you know, move you closer or deeper into the stress response. And so when you can teach your body that you can be in that state of parasympathetic nervous system response in action, in movement during your day, that's huge. I mean, that would be, you can do that. That's a huge game changer.
Yeah, that's a great example. And I actually did that for myself this morning, because I was saying to myself, I don't know how I'm going to do today, because I've got back-to-back phone calls all day and I'm on deadline to write some new content for one of my coaching programs. I'm not sure how this is going to be possible. And I started to feel anxious about it. Mm-hmm. And then what I did was I returned to my breath, and I actually went into my sauna and I spent 30 minutes getting connected to my body, getting mm-hmm. connected to my intention, and then got out of the sauna and spent 90 minutes before my first phone call generating all the content that I need to for this program.
And that's a great example of how taking that time to integrate and to pause actually gives you more, helps you get more done in less time. And so it's, you know, doing more is not as effective as taking those times that allow you to do more in less time and integrate at the same time.
Right. And if I had not chosen to shift my perspective and to come into my body, what would have happened is the content would not be done. And after I finished with my phone calls today, I would be too tired to focus on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So, Christine, how can people learn more about you?
Well, I have a 5-day empowered self-care challenge on my website that people can come into. And you can actually, if you've got a solid hour, you can go through the whole challenge. So it'll come into your inbox, or you just have access to challenge after challenge after challenge. And they can go to Christine Madera, which is K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, M as in Mad, so Madera, MADERA.com. And that they can also book a call with me if they want to find out more. But the 5-day challenge helps people go through and learn about like the five key places in their life that they really would want to look at to be able to decrease those energy units. So how do you move those energy units down? Everything from how do you detoxify your house and your body and your life, because toxins push up those energy units. And then how do you support yourself with healthy and good nutrition, which helps to increase your resources. So that magic number of 100 is really a moving number. The more resources you give yourself, the more space you have to do things without tipping over into stress. So it shows you how to do both of those things in several areas of your life, how to balance your hormones, the three hormones to pay attention to, the five areas in your life to really focus on, and those kinds of things. So it's pretty intense, but you learn an awful lot in that five-day challenge.
Fantastic. Yeah, y'all check that out. That sounds fantastic. So, Christine, thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Well, thank you. This has been wonderful.
Are you a conscious entrepreneur who has hit a financial ceiling in your business? Do you find yourself up in the middle of the night wondering where your next sale is going to come from? Do you struggle with working harder and harder yet not getting better results? Do you have a deep desire to take your business to the next level, but you aren't sure how to get there? If so, let's talk. I offer 30-minute complimentary consultations specifically designed to help diagnose what's keeping you from growing your business. To schedule your consultation, go to emmachurchman.com/consult Emma.